Welcome back, travelers, to your referral roadmap. This podcast is dedicated to helping you unleash your personal and business revenue potential by cultivating referral relationships. In this 10-part series, we're diving into the dynamic realm of target markets. We'll be exploring how understanding and effectively tapping into target markets can be a key driver of success, offering insights and strategies to master this essential aspect of business. Today, we're going to be talking about finding your niche, where your business fits in the market. So, little definition, a niche market is a very specific segment of consumers who share characteristics and because of those characteristics are likely to buy a particular product or service. As a result, niche markets comprise of small, highly specific groups within a broader target market that you may be trying to reach. Athena, could you give us some examples and maybe even share a story about niche markets?
Oh, absolutely. I'm so glad that we're talking about this. Because Jada, I see so often when I am talking to business owners or sales professionals that when I ask them, I said, hey, tell me your target market in Twitter language, right? So really concise. And they're like, blah, 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 you know, and they can't fit it into that really concise. And I've been there, right? I mean, Jada, you and I have worked in two businesses now where we have had to create target markets. And hey, if you're listening to this and you're like, oh man, maybe I can't do it. You're not alone. We have felt that way before. So just know we're going to try to help you understand a little bit today, right? But really what I wanted to explain is a story that, interesting enough, just happened recently. And it is a lady that is an entrepreneurial person. She's starting a new market. She was already successful in the insurance space, but now she wants to go into the speaking space and share her knowledge and help other people, specifically women. And so I was really excited to sit down with her and talk about her marketing strategy. And Jada, she's already paid two different coaches that have told her they're going to, you know, make her rich overnight. You know how that goes. And so I said, fabulous. Then tell me your target market. What's your niche in Twitter language? Jada, could she do it?
I'm guessing no.
No, poor thing. But here's the thing. And I'm not saying these coaches can't help her. But what happened is she goes, well, I've done the homework of a target market. And I said, okay. And you guys, this is no exaggeration. It was like 15 pages long. And I said, okay, that means you've done some thinking. But the problem is once we kind of dissected those 12 pages, there was four different people there. And I said, this is not niche enough, right? It's not niche enough. I said, the problem with this is you have four different people and it's confusing. It's going to be confusing for your referral partners. It's going to be confusing in your marketing message. And it's not going to be personable enough for somebody to identify with your product and your service. And she was like, oh. And so, and I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful that she and I got to have this conversation before she enacted some of the knowledge that she's been given so that we could, you know, take 10 steps backwards, right? Jada, we've had to do that, take 10 steps backwards and be like, woo, okay, before we go forward again. By the way, that's not painless. No. If you're listening to this, you're on the treadmill, you're listening in the car, I'm just going to tell you the 10 steps back. People say it all the time. There's an emotional component to that. It's not hard. It's not easy. It is hard. However, here's what I really want you guys to hear. So she and I spent some time and this is what I told her and I wanted to share it with you today. I said, look, let's name your target market. Let's name her. So we gave her a name, entrepreneurial, you know, somebody. And so we talked and I said, we need to talk to her. Niche it down to one person. And what does she want? What does she need? What are your services going to do for her, etc.? And then when we started looking at those big pieces of paper that she said, I said, okay, what is your product going to do for her? We started reading it off. And this is a common mistake that I want you guys to hear. What happened is this beautiful woman that I'm sitting across, Jada, she was creating an avatar that she needed, not her avatar needed. Right? Yeah. She was projecting. She's like, this is what I need. But it wasn't going to be what her avatar needed, her niche needed. So this is why it's really important. Now, this person is going to be successful and she just needed a little tweaky tweak, right? But this is what I'm talking about. We have to know down to the micro, who are we talking about? And Jada is going to share, obviously, a little bit later, some stats and statistics to back it up. So it's not just my theology, right? However, I got to tell you, I want you to ask yourself, are you saying things like, well, I'm going to help, and is it broad? Or I'm going to help everybody who needs this, because it's not niche enough. So I thought I wanted to follow that up, you guys, with some examples. Because I don't know about you, but I like examples. It helps my brain get in the creative space. How about you, Jay? You like some examples?
I love examples. Give it to
you. I do too. And I need it. I need it. Maybe all of you all listening are way smarter than me, but I need some examples. So here are some examples that I wanted to share with you. And this is examples of niche marketing. This is a company called Davies. And by the way, I'm not supporting, unsupporting any of these. They're just good examples. One, Davies. It's a niche market. It's a vegan baking company that actually delivers cookies and baked goods to your home. Now, I recently found out I have some food allergies. So I got to tell you, when I found this one, I was like, yeah, you know, I'm really excited about this.
Now you're their target market.
I'm like now part of this target market. Not that I'm total vegan, but on the verge, right? So I got really excited. But you see the difference there. It's not just a cookie company. It's a vegan to your door cookie company. Mm. And they're already having great success. So think about that. Okay, so here's some law firm niche markets, some examples, okay? Single dads of Northern California. That's a law firm that wants to just specialize in single dads in Northern California. Now, here's the thing, Jada. A lot of people are like, yeah, but then I'm eliminating so many people. Well, my mentor, Darian Hardy, would tell you the further you niche down, and go deep into a well, the more profit you get. So wide is not profitable. Narrow, deep is profitable. Mm-hmm. So I like that one. Here's another one. Car accident victims of Phoenix. Very specific, right? Coal miners, right? Jada, help me. How do I say methyl?
Oh, I'm not going to pronounce that right either. Mesothelioma? Oh. We'll go with that.
Yes. If you're a doctor listening to that, pardon the enunciation there, but very specific. Here's some personal trainer ones too. New and expecting mothers in the suburbs. Not in the city. If you're in the city where you're not our people. Now, that's fine, right? I mean, very specific. Yeah. Police and military program candidates. So these are personal training niches. Triathletes attempting to qualify for an Ironman. Again, very specific. I mean, I've got to wrap up some examples, but we all know if you're in America that there's been some big names that have not gotten their target market right and it really damaged their profits. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to tell you, it's important that we understand our niche. And it's okay if we can walk past the being afraid of it. So that's some stories. Those are some examples. Jada, give us some facts and figures for those of us who are listening that are like you. They're like, that's nice, but I got to know the science.
That's nice. Absolutely. Before I do jump into the science, I wanted to share something that I think you shared in your target market class that I attended once that I just think is... it's a really good visual for me and maybe for our listeners that are like visual people like myself. You had talked about the difference between throwing a net in Lake Arcadia, you know, we'll use that because we're in Oklahoma, throwing a giant net in Lake Arcadia and just hoping to catch the fish that you want versus fishing with the exact bait that you know is going to catch trout or catfish or whatever fish you're trying to catch. That's the difference between niching down and not. And Athena touched on this earlier with the single dads in Northern California. You may think that that is so niche that you're not going to get enough traffic, but you're going to get a lot more people that actually matter and that you can actually help. So anyways, I just wanted to share that before I jumped into the facts because
That is a great one.
Yeah. I mean,
because Lord knows I would have to need the school of fish because I don't know how to fish. So I definitely would need
there
that.
You go.
And we all do. Awesome.
Cool. Well, jumping into the facts, I will make sure that they are in the show notes below. That way, whoever wants to can dive a little bit deeper. I'm only going to share a tidbit from the articles, but they say studies have shown that personalized marketing can lead to an average increase in sales of 20% and a decrease in acquisition cost by 50%. With niche marketing, you have the opportunity to create highly effective and efficient marketing campaigns that deliver a strong return on investment. I would say that's backed up by those facts. 72% of successful bloggers attribute their success to focusing on a specific niche.
Wow, that's a high number.
That is a high number. The next ones are, I mean, they're all pretty high. It's wild. But approximately 60% of users return to niche websites within a month because they found value in that specialized content. Mm. Niche websites have a 45% higher conversion rate on affiliate products tailored to their specific audience.
Okay.
That's the lowest of the statistics. So if that tells you how high all these numbers are.
Wow.
75% of specialized websites secure positions in the top 10 Google search results for their primary keywords. And 65% of users trust niche websites more because of their specialized knowledge in a particular field. And that last one really kind of sticks with me because I think if I'm searching for something like a medical thing, if I'm searching Google, I'm going to trust someone that's very niche in the medical issue that I'm researching.
Yeah.
Then if it's just someone that's very broad saying, I experienced this one time, but I also build houses. You know what I mean?
I don't know, but yeah, I'm with you, right? If I'm going to the doctor, I want the doctor that is a specialist.
Yes.
In that. I love that. And that's right. That would be in coaching or in every field. Go to the one that is giving you, solving your pain, solving your question. I love that. I love that. That's why I've always said, and I know you have heard me say this, is anyone in any field that tells you they can do everything for you, run.
Awesome. Well, that was all the facts that I have for this time. So Athena, can you tell us where the rubber meets the road on this and give us some real truth, real facts?
Yeah. Okay. So here's the thing. We've started out with some stories and examples, and Jada very lovely gave us those stats. Those are powerful statistics too. So thank you for that. Yeah. And I know in the show notes, those resources have even additional, but now I want to talk to you about where the rubber meets the road. Like, how do we actually do something with this? So this would be one of those moments that if you're doing something else, save this podcast so that you can go take notes, right? Please do. So you'll want to take some notes here. And I think, I'm hopeful that you'll find some value. First, what we want to do is identify your unique selling point that comes from experience, passion, and interest. What is it that you bring to the table, right? So, you know, one of the things you just said, you know, home buying or home building. If you just say, I'm a home builder, then that is not niche enough. If you say, I'm a home builder that only builds on land in these counties, much more specific. Or I'm a home builder that builds only million plus dollar homes, or I'm a home, right? So, but what is it that is your unique selling? That's what I can't express that enough, you guys. So, and I don't mean to laden this episode with so many examples, but I have the privilege to speak in front of thousands now of agents. And one of my things I always say is they're like, I'll sell a house to anyone. I'm like, no, what is unique about you? You know, what's unique? I know in Oklahoma, we have 7,000 agents. So what is it about you that's going to make somebody interested in you? And no matter what your field of interest is and expertise, what is unique about you? So very important. And then two, you have to solve a problem and pain of someone else. So this is one of the other things. You can't say, well, I'm passionate about this, so I just want everybody else to need it. It doesn't work that way. You've also got to say, this is my experience, this is my passion, and there is a group of collective humans and or businesses that need that? Mm-hmm. And what is it? What is the problem, pain, or desire you're solving? And hopefully that you're going to solve better than anyone else. Mm-hmm. 3, understand your competition. You need to understand them, not to compare, not to be intimidated by, but because you want to look different and stand out different, right? You don't want to look like additional noise in the space you're in. So I want you to look at your competition and ask yourself, am I going to look different than them? And your difference should be based on your niche, right? Your niche should identify with what makes you different. So do that. 4, focus on personalization and the individual. Even when you think of a business, okay? If you guys are doing any type of really going deep into business development, personal development in 2024 and beyond, we've got to embrace technology, but now is the time of relationship more than ever. And personalization is critical. So you have to focus, and I know this is something that even on our team, we are retooling and trying to figure out how to do this at a whole new level. But we've got to be speaking to the human. Nothing sells better than human to human, even if it's business to business. People are like, well, I'm B2B, business to business. It doesn't matter. You're selling a human to another human. So your interactions, both online, website, emails, everything need to be personalized. And I'm just going to be honest with you guys. That's something that we internally are going to really this year work on and double down in. 5, get feedback. You have to get feedback to grow. Good feedback, bad feedback, all feedback. Now, I am going to tell you, Jada and I have been working together long enough that we have sent out surveys to people through multiple different ways to get feedback. But the feedback that is the most useful is the feedback where we pick up the phone and ask very specific questions. And those questions aren't questions so that we get the good feedback. The questions are so we get the tough feedback. Okay, get the feedback. Yes, find out what you're doing great so you can continue to do that so that you understand your niche even better. But find out what you're not doing well so that you can make sure that you adapt to your niche, right? I can't emphasize that enough, because you don't want to start projecting, thinking what's important to you is important to your niche. You need to find out what really is important to them. So get that feedback. 6, don't get married to your original niche. Okay. Don't do that. I have had the privilege now of helping enough people and doing enough personally. And I know Jada's already experienced this too, is where the niche we start out with is not the niche you may end up with. Because you'll advance, you'll grow, and your business grows. And so don't get married to it. Be evaluating it and asking yourself as you evolve, is this still in alignment for our future? You may need to pivot, adjust, and grow as you grow, okay? All right, so 7, test your ideas, right? And allow yourself the joy of learning. Try something. If it doesn't work, it doesn't mean you're a failure. It doesn't mean your business is a failure. Just give it a whirl and allow yourself to fail. Allow yourself some skin knees as you're trying to develop your niche market. I certainly have experienced that. My coaching clients have experienced it, but in every situation we learn from it. And 8, just enjoy the process. Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about understanding your niche is you're getting to understand other people, right? And you're learning how you can uniquely help other people. And I may love prospecting. I may think it's powerful. I may be in sales. But at the end of the day, we're just here to serve and help other people. So let's all go find those people who we were meant to serve because they're out there, and let's have an abundance mentality and go narrow, go deep, and not go wide. You got it, Jada. What's up next?
All right. What's up next is, how do we stay connected throughout the week, throughout between the seasons? And we want to invite our listeners to join the Success Revolution. That is our weekly blog that's fueled by relationships, referral, and revenue. You get those weekly growth strategies straight to your inbox so that you can control your sales, revenue, and achieve your full potential. The link to subscribe will be in the show notes below. And don't forget to like and subscribe to this podcast. And join us next week as Athena brings real talk and real strategies on building trust with your target market. Reviews matter and the customer experience matters. We'll see you next week.